This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime with an audio reminder for the New England Patriots organization that in the NFL, money talks. And they appear yet to be speaking in that currency. But we'll keep you updated, see if anything happens during the negotiation period. Is that what they're calling
yes.
it, Courtney?
Yep.
All right, a rebrand there.
I like it.
Negotiation period. underway, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. By the way, I would like to welcome a new partner to the show, and they are presenting this show on Twitch. You can watch this show on Twitch every single day. Thank you to those who do. If you want to get a visual, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is now presented by Springer's Jewelers of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And this week, Springer's will service your jewelry at a 15% discount. So just head up to tax-free Portsmouth, and the service offer ends on Saturday at 6. You can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. And thank you to Springer's for presenting our broadcast on Twitch every single day. This is Frank from Cape Coral, Florida. Hello, Frank.
Morning, Greg. How you doing?
What's up?
Courtney, Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you?
Good.
Just as I could hear the disappointment in Courtney's voice about the free agents going to anywhere but your team, just my opinion only, Dolphin fan, Jets fan. I don't think anything's going to change. And I see the Buffalo Bills wrapping up this division by Halloween. Unless I'm wrong, I just don't see anything changing here.
Yeah. I think that with an experienced head coach, more than serviceable quarterback in his second season,
right,
that you gain a win. Or you gain maybe you gain two.
All right, so you get to six wins.
You have to add talent. They have that opportunity in the draft, and they will. There are still opportunities that are out there. Now, I will say, on the Subaru of New England text line 978 text that says both Metcalf and Adams are way past their prime and not worth spending a large bag on. So,
well, DK's only 27.
Right.
Yeah. Devontae Adams had 1,000 yards in like seven straight seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, so much past his prime.
Both would have been worth trying to figure something out, especially where you are and what you have elsewhere in the wide receiver room, which is not much. So it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm assuming that we're going to get to that's your lead. We could just give us a tease.
Okay. So part of my lead is that you can change the frustration into happiness very quickly, and everything's laid out for you on how to do it.
All right. Okay. So we'll get to that when we get to Wiggy's lead. All right. That is coming up on the show this morning. And they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. But Chime, let's get going on this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Start the week off. That's the Replacements, and it is called Unsatisfied. I almost said satisfied. Unsatisfied, am I correct?
You nailed it, Greg. Well done.
Let it breathe.
Tell me that I'm satisfied.
Just guessing. Are we starting with you or Jackson? We'll start with you. I'm guessing that you are unsatisfied, hence why you chose that song this morning.
Well, yeah, I found myself feeling unsatisfied following the return of the Brad Marchand deal. Mm. And I was a little upset about it. And then I was thinking, I really kind of had to sit with it all weekend. Talked about it with Mego on Saturday. And it was just like, I understand, and now more reports continue to come out about how bad his injury actually is and or was, and how it could be out like up to 6 weeks or more. And so, ultimately, I'm pretty satisfied, I think. I think Bruins fans that are unsatisfied with the trade deadline are kind of holding on to the past a little too much. Like, this was a much-needed moment for them. Like, I was so close, Greg, so close to just whipping out a Sweeney's is back tweet until I saw the return for the Brad Marchand deal.
Yeah.
But like that Carlo deal was awesome. Great job by Don Sweeney. You get a first round pick and a prospect for Brandon Carlo, who's good, but he's not great. Like he's no amazing player. And so I think now like this is officially a restart of everything. It is the old guard is completely gone. It is now the David Pastrnak Bruins.
Yep.
And I just hope that they can kind of find ways to rebuild this team and find their right identity, because they had it. They had the right identity with that team from 2019 and all the way up to when they really kind of were the best team in the regular season the NHL had ever seen. And then I think they lost it. I think they got too concerned with how Florida played hockey and how to counter that.
Yeah.
And they lost sight of who they were. And I hope that Don Sweeney can kind of re-grab that identity, find the right coach for this, and not allow the players to run another coach out of town.
See, I feel like they had an identity when Patrice Bergeron was their captain. And I feel like they, Shime, you got to look at results. Mm-hmm. And the results, when you get past the first round of the playoffs, the results with this nucleus have not been very good.
I felt like when their identity was at its top, it was really Brad Marchand who was the identity. Like the fact that they were annoying, they wouldn't go away, him licking guys, him fighting with guys, him running his mouth. Like that's when people really loved the Bruins.
Yeah, but
and
the
that
Bruins,
was him.
The Bruins' kind of identity, when you look at where the Bruins have been, they've been pretty much underachievers. And the talent that they've had a few years ago when they had the best record in the NHL, it was more about talent on the team. It was more about, you had Pasta, you had Bergeron, you had Marchand playing at a high level, you had Krejci. So it was more about the talent that you have, and that team underachieved. This team has been underachieving for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that maybe the mistake was that when you lost Krejci, and when you lost, it's Bergeron, it's Patrice.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the time to begin the rebuild.
Yes,
like, that's the. I
it's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
Right.
You thought by losing those guys, and I think, you know, maybe some of the hockey people that knew the real ins and outs, they thought, oh, you lost those guys, but then you added Elias Lindholm, you added Zadorov. So the hockey people like, oh, those are big moves, and you thought, like, maybe the Bruins were going to be able to pick up where they left off. Not the best record in NHL history, but a legit playoff contender. And those moves that you made, unfortunately, the players haven't lived up to the hype.
Yeah. All right, Chime. Excellent lead from you this morning. Thank you. Jackson, good morning.
Turn the mic up, Chime. Thank you. Good morning. So my lead...
Can you turn his microphone up to the proper level? I know you're resistant on that, probably.
Sorry. Yeah, I completely forgot to push it up. My fault.
Jackson,
so I have a sports adjacent lead for the very rare sports lead for me. It's a show.
Is it just me, Shime, or would we all like it just a little bit louder, please?
Would you like it a little bit louder?
I don't want to micromanage.
Check one, two. All right.
I hear things, and I just like the audio vibe to be there. That's okay.
I'm a
vibe curator. Cam Newton once said I was a vibe curator.
Oh, that's nice.
On this program, yeah. Go ahead, Jackson.
So my lead is a recommendation for a show. This is the best time of year, as far as I'm concerned. I'm about to start playing catch with my dad again, watching baseball.
And your dad are still playing catch?
Absolutely.
How old is he?
72, 73.
Okay. All right. Keep him young, good.
Absolutely.
You guys do that out in the backyard?
Yeah,
or
they have a big backyard.
Do you still live with your father?
No, I do not, nope.
So he just comes up. Do you go to his house and play catch?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, we get together to play catch.
Okay. Oil up the mitt.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And this show's a little bit old, but it's great. It's the perfect time for it. Have you ever seen the show Brockmire?
No.
It's stars Hank Azaria. He plays a baseball commentator named Jim Brockmire, who has a fall from grace. He has an on-air meltdown because he finds out that his wife has been serially cheating on him.
Oh.
And it's really funny, really sad in the beginning. But so he has a 10-year break from broadcasting. He wants to crawl back up he wants to make his comeback. And he does it by going to a little minor league baseball team on the Rust Belt, and he becomes the PA announcer. And it's really funny. It's a love letter to baseball, but it's also really, really dirty and, like I said, very, very funny. There's sex. There's, a lot of drinking. There's a lot of swearing.
Oh, okay.
But in the end, it's a love letter to baseball, and it's just it's a great show, and I recommend.
Where would we find it?
It's on IFC, so it's on all the streaming platforms.
Okay.
It was an independent film channel show.
Oh,
but,
okay.
If you have a kid that you watch baseball with or, a parent that you watch baseball with, it's a great show to get together.
Doesn't sound like it's good for kids.
Not a kid, a son.
Like you and your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not a child. But,
I don't know if
son.
This is true or not, but in the Twitch chat, somebody suggested that you and your father play catch on the Field of Broken Dreams. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yes, it's a big field, yes.
That's very nice.
Wow.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And he's still out there and going strong, the old man.
Yeah, absolutely. Taught me how to throw a curveball.
There you go.
That's unbelievable. All right. It's almost baseball season.
It's almost here.
And we will have every single game for you on the Odyssey app all season long. And this should be, when you look at the Boston Red Sox, they are primed for a result that we have not had in quite some time.
It'll be a season for the books.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, Jackson, great lead this morning. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.